Joining us now is the color commentator and a good friend of ours here on the Playbook. Good morning, Corey. How are you?
I'm great, gentlemen. I'm driving out to practice in Banff right now.
Hey.
So if I lose you, it's because I'm in the mountains, but I think I got a pretty good connection here. You know what? It is absolutely stunning out here. And we take for granted where we live sometimes and just realize, like, it is absolutely gorgeous on the way out to Banff. So if you get a chance, anyone listening,
oh yeah,
you got to go. Put it on your list.
Yeah, it's my folks are out there in Canmore, and iMac made a nice trip out and visited my folks' restaurant last night. So that was kind of nice.
Oh, very nice.
If you're maybe needing some sushi here this evening, I'll send you the details over a text message, Corey.
Yeah, give it a plug. What's the name of the restaurant?
All right, I'll just do it on the air. Me Sushi and Barbecue in Canmore, Alberta, Bow Valley Trail across the street from the hospital. If anyone's ever in the area and needs some West Coast style sushi, come on down. Come on down.
And I'll be there in my Nissan Rogue from SoCal.
Well done, good sir. All right, Corey. The biggest question on everyone's minds right now heading into tomorrow night's game against Calgary is Adam Gaudet has to play. So who needs to come out, Corey?
That's a good question. To me, it's Louis Erickson. He's got to come out. He just didn't accomplish anything, didn't get anything done. If that's the case, Sutter's got to move over to the wing. I was talking to Travis Green, and he's adamant that Gaudet plays center, and Sutter's the guy that is going to have to go over to the wing. I could still see Sutter taking all the draws and then them switching over. He just feels that, that wing is a heavy responsibility for a guy. You got to get pucks out. And he feels that Adam Gaudet would have a lot more success up the middle. So to me, Louis comes out and Adam Gaudet goes in.
You mentioned just the idea of Sutter taking the draws and maybe Gaudet's the winger to start. How does that relationship work then when, from a coaching standpoint of how do you share the responsibility of playing center and wing?
That's a really good question. It's a matter of as soon as the draw is taken, you got to switch. As soon as you sort it out, you switch over. If Sutter ends up taking more draws and get back in your position, it's not that big of a change, but you need an experienced guy on the wall. So that's kind of where Travis Green is coming from. He wants Sutter on the wall and the guy to get all pucks and all that. And after the game of the other day, Brendan got beaten up by everybody for his mistake. But Brandon Sutter's is typically he's money. Doesn't give away the puck too many times. And it just so happened that in the one play it ended up being McDavid and it went in the net. So he's a veteran guy. He's a really good, solid defensive player. And I think him playing with Gaudet would probably make up for a lot of Gaudet's defensive liabilities. When you're a young player, the defense is the last thing that comes, sorting out coverage. And I think Sutter would be a great player for him to play with.
Well, then I guess that's my question when we're talking about, who to pull out of the roster. And the reason I suggested Jake Virtanen is because of, penalty killing. There's not a role there for him. If you're pulling out Louis Erickson, that's a penalty killer. Would Gaudet swap right in? Because that seems like a spot for, not the best spot for a young player just to step right in to try to take penalty killing minutes.
Yeah, well, you've got Schaller, you've got Beagle, you've got Sutter. Levo can kill. Tanner Pearson can kill if you need him to kill. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think Gaudet ends up a penalty killer. So I guess that'll all sort itself out. But even though Louis penalty kills, does he really offer you that much during the game where it's worth it to keep him in because you can find someone else to penalty kill. Penalty kill is all hard work, getting in shooting lanes and getting the puck out. It's not that, there's not a lot of thinking to it. It's basically outworking the power play. So I don't see it as a problem. I think you plug Gaudet in and let the kid go and give him a good winger to play with too. Give him someone to play with and see what happens. I'm not sold Ferland's going to be on that line with Pettersson and Besser. I'm not sold that that's going to happen. I think that's a guy too that I'm not sure he's going to be on that line tomorrow.
is just the style of play, you know, to you didn't fit? What was it that screams to you about that?
About with Ferland?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? He's a guy that probably, if you look over at Pettersson, he probably thinks he's got to make skill plays, but that's not his game. He's a guy that's got to muck it out, grind it out, get guys pucks. He can definitely tap in some pucks. There's no question about that. But I think you need a special player to play with Pettersson. I could see JT Miller going, on the left side on that line. And even, you know, could you imagine Miller, Pettersson, and Besser together? That line would be so hard to play against. It would be dynamite. And I know that just talking to Travis Green, that's something that he is thinking about.
Well, part of the luxury of having JT Miller is his versatility. So it gives Travis Green options. You can also move guys like Josh Levo up the lineup. But is maybe that one thing that we have to keep an eye out for? Like, if Michael Ferland doesn't seem like an obvious fit on a top two scoring line, will he be a natural fit for a third line that the Canucks are trying to add a little bit more skill and obviously a ton of sandpaper into that line, and then just elevate Levo into one of those, maybe the Pettersson-Besser unit?
You hit it right on the head. That's exactly what you can do. Or you could put Ferland up with, you could move Pearson over. Like, those guys, the wingers can switch sides. They can all play different sides. So you could move Ferland. Could you imagine a Ferland-Pearson-Horvat line just grinding the crap out of teams? I think that's something that could happen too as well. You could put Levo up there, drop Ferland down to a third line role. Like, Ferland's a good player. He does have some skill. But he's better when he plays in a grittier role. That's how I feel. But I've been talking to some other pro scouts, and they all say with Ferland, if he thinks that he's a goal scorer and he starts trying to get fancy, that's when he gets in trouble. He's a guy that has to play that gritty, hard-nosed game, and that's when he's effective.
Sportsnet 650.